Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for July 23rd, 2023 is based on Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 to 30 and 36 to 43. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is Good Weed, Bad Weed. An introduction to our second reading. Jesus tells a parable about the coexistence of good and evil in this world. God's judgment will remove all evildoers and causes of sin, but not until the end of human history. A reading from the book of Matthew. Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slave said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first, and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from God the Creator of all good things. Amen. Well, this morning, after this heavy reading from Matthew, I thought, let's play a game, shall we? I have my next slide. Today's game is called Good Weed, Bad Weed. All right, so what we're going to do, let me explain the directions first before y'all giggle like a bunch of school children. I'm going to show a picture of a plant, and then I want you to tell me if it's a good weed or a bad weed. All right, so let's have our first picture. Can anyone tell me what this is? A dandelion. All right, now raise your hand if you think this is a good weed. Okay, there's some people there. All right, what do you think it's a bad weed? All right, there's some for both, right? Depending, I guess, maybe on whether you want these in your yard or, you know, traditionally, there's a history of dandelions being used to treat liver problems and kidney disease, so it's an interesting thing to consider. What about this next one here? Does anyone know what this is? It's actually the weed that Jesus refers to in this reading. The name of it is Zizania. So, knowing that this is the weed that Jesus talks about in his reading, and this is Zizania here, do you think it's a good weed? Any votes for good weed? What about a bad weed? A lot of votes for bad weed, couple for good weed. Now, interestingly enough, Zizania is actually a wild rice plant, and every part of the plant can be consumed. So, it's interesting. What about this next one? Does anyone know what this is? These are stinging nettles. That is correct. Really sharp, stinging nettles. Who thinks this is a good weed? Raise your hand. Who thinks this is a bad weed? Raise your hand. Yeah, I mean, it could hurt when if you go to pick it up with your bare hands, but actually nettles are a rich source of vitamin A, B2, C, D, and K. They also have great for antioxidants and amino acids. You can find them in tea blends quite frequently. All right, what about our last one here? Does anyone know what this is? This plant is called Cannabis sativa. Raise your hand if you think this is a good weed. Raise your hand if you think it's a bad weed. Now here's the thing, right? With this particular plant, some variations are a level one felony narcotic, according to the U.S. government. While some of the same type of plant are used to grow things like hemp, which is a renewable resource, which we use for rope and other things like that. You can go to the next slide. So it seems to me that we see these plants through kind of different lenses at times. Some see a good weed, and in that same plant, some see a bad weed. It's the same plant, but our individual sets of experiences and values influence the level of value and worth we put into that plant. And so I wonder how we at times think about the weeds and the wheat in this story when we hear it in the parable. Because oftentimes when we hear about these things, we begin to put images of things or people associated with the weeds and the wheat. So when you think of the wheat, the good crop, what immediately pops into your mind? Who or what when you think about the wheat in the story? And on the flip side of that, when you think about the weeds in the story, the undesirable crop, who or what immediately pops into your head for that? And here's the interesting thing. I think if we had everyone write down their answers and then plotted them on a big board, some of the same things or people would show up under the good weed side and the bad weed side. And I'm going to bring it a little closer to home now. If you were to put yourself into this parable, do you view yourself as the wheat or the weed? How many of you would say that you're the wheat in the story? How many of you would say you're the weed in the story? Well, maybe it might just be that we're viewing this whole scenario through the lens of a false dichotomy. A dichotomy is when you put two things opposing one another, only two choices. Maybe there are more than just two choices here of wheat or weed or good or evil. Now, the parable itself does set it up with only two options, wheat or weed. But if that's true, and we take this only as a literal dichotomy, then when we break it down, what this tells us is that God creates good human beings, and the enemy creates evil human beings. So are all people created by God, or are some people created by the devil? Were you created by God, or were you created by the devil? And how would you know which is which? Maybe you think you are the good one, but someone else views you as the bad one. See, when we look at it this way, with this forced false dichotomy, we realize that it may not apply to our lives like we think it should. Because this isn't an either-or situation. Maybe each of us contains some wheat and contains some weeds. As Martin Luther would say, we are simultaneously saint and sinner. That we are capable of loving qualities and actions, and we're also capable of hurtful qualities and actions. But as we explored earlier in our game, our qualities and actions can be seen as loving or hurtful, both depending on the lens through which you view them. An example of our own Christian faith is something like this. There are churches who believe excluding someone from the communion table or from worship is a loving act. And then there are some churches who believe excluding people from Christ's table is a hurtful act. The same act viewed in two different ways by people who believe, arguably, the same set of principles and ideas. So once again, we find ourselves in a dilemma here, trying to apply this parable directly to our lives. But maybe this parable isn't all about us. Maybe we need to humble ourselves and realize that not everything is always about us. Not everything is always about our desires. Not everything is always about what we view as right or wrong, or who is good or who is bad. Perhaps in this parable, Jesus is trying to teach us that we ultimately aren't the ones who are in charge. We're not the ones who get to determine if someone's soul is good or evil, or we don't get to determine who goes to heaven and who might go to hell. Jesus is pretty clear here that the wheat and the weeds, which we are, don't get to make those decisions. Not for ourselves and not for others. God is the one who will sort it all out when the fullness of the kingdom of God is manifested here on earth. And so where does that leave us? How does all of this apply to our lives? Well, one, I think we have to realize that we are all capable of both good and evil, both loving actions and hurtful actions. And maybe we need to try to start searching for the wheat in one another, the good that one another possess, rather than being so quick to point out what we see as the weed in one another. And number two, God is in charge of our salvation, which frees us from trying to earn our way into heaven at the expense of others, and instead enables us to love one another with reckless abandon. My prayer for us this day is that we begin to see our fellow human beings, both in this room and in Lebanon and in Warren County and in the United States and beyond, we begin to see all of our fellow human beings through the same lens that Jesus views us as beloved children of God. And despite having a little bit of wheat and weeds in all of us, maybe we try to view and to lift up the good and loving part of one another. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, Socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background are welcome at RLC.